RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550.
Tee to Green is being presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
A hole in one, not bad.
Now it's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Koziol, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Mitis.
Good morning and welcome to Tee to Green. As the big voice told you here on WGR, I'm Kevin Sylvester, along with PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. Brian Koziol, he's going to check in on the show. We decided to let him sleep in today.
He's got a big day.
Club championship for the Cos, so we're expecting him to win. No pressure,
Brian. Well, I played with him a couple days ago, and he is striping it, so good luck to him.
He's on point. So,
yes.
I'm in the middle of an invitational right now, so the fact that I'm even here is
semi-miraculous.
Yes,
Kevin.
It is semi-miraculous.
Very impressive. You're a true professional.
Yes.
Availability is the number one rule here. Yes.
Sometimes that's the best ability.
Yes.
Availability. All right. Speaking of availability, we're going to talk, when Brian checks in, we're going to talk Duster Challenge update, because that's a week from last night, so a week from yesterday, and we'll tell you where we're at if you got a chance to get in.
There might be a few spots left. If there are any spots left, yeah, we'll have to check.
There may not be any. Yeah. Brian's the one who's tallying all that stuff. We'll talk about that. That benefits the PGA Hope program and PGA Reach here in Western New York. So we're excited about that event next week. We'll check, of course, all the PGA leader stuff and things happening in the world of golf professionally. You know,
there's been no news this year in the PGA Tour and everything. It's just been quiet.
It's a soap opera, dude.
I don't like it.
I get asked about it every single day.
I bet you do. Yeah. It's just too much drama.
My answer becomes,
the elevator speech? Yeah. I believe that, yes.
But we are on location today, and our second trip here to Tri-County Country Club, my first trip here this year. I was unable to make the first one, so I was happy to meet Dan Rettig here in person. Matter of fact, the first time I exchanged with Dan was after a charity event at Fox Valley, and it was either your assistant professional or one of your as a member.
It was a member, and college golfer. It was Danny Weimer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know Danny.
Good kid. So there was discussion about eagling the fifth hole there, the par five.
At Fox Valley?
At Fox.
Okay.
And I'm like, my partner is one of the longest hitters out there. He doesn't get to the green in two. And there was a claim of cutting the corner. I'm like, no way. Dan on Twitter is like, no, the kid's legit. Kid's legit. So I even apologized to him on the air.
Weimer did this? Yeah, I believe that. Yeah. I coached him in college.
Well, he's got that high ball flight that he
cuts it. Yeah, great hands.
We went out there and tried it after it took four tries for two guys who hit the ball a long way to get it over that corner. Very impressive shot. But anyways, so great to see you in person, Dan.
Yeah, welcome to Tri-County. It's a beautiful morning. We got a lot of member play out here today. Should be a phenomenal day.
Yeah, it's an active club for sure.
Very active, highly active. People are excited today. Today's one of the first days that they're getting a sneak peek at our new 12 grain. So the members and guests that come out today, they actually get to play the newly renovated 12th green that we did in-house. Really excited about it. Turned out excellent.
Yeah, if you've played here, it's, you know, I know a lot of people haven't, but if you have, you will remember the 12th green because it's the hardest, one of the most difficult greens to hold in Western New York. But you made some changes because the hole makes it more playable, more fun for everybody, doesn't it?
Playability is a huge factor. Maintenance on it is a huge factor. There were only a couple of pin positions, so you get to the middle of summer and everything's baked out, and foot traffic is, you know, it's compressed, and basically the green wouldn't respond the way the rest of the holes would. So all in all, it's just a welcome change.
So you just save the turf and cut the turf off and leveled it off a little bit. So you got good turf, and it's not new turf, and the greens will be the same as the surface will be the same as every other green.
Yeah, we had them at Gernot match the actual composition of the soil. And so that's like one of the keys is we actually had them match the greens mix of every existing green out here, basically. So it should respond exactly the same as to every other green
that,
out here now.
I'm sure that wasn't as easy as it sounded to match everything.
No, I'm sure that there's more involved than I know, and that's okay. I'll stay in my lane.
Yeah, these greens are from 1923?
Some of them are from 24.
24, Jeff. It's right there on the logo. So
I should know. Yeah. I worked here. Yes.
At least some of, like, there's nine of them, and then there was the addition of the back nine, basically. So,
the first time I played here was in a charity event, and hole 12, back left, hole location, and we all putted, we all missed, and it came right back to us, like, all the way down. And it was one of those, so it was one of those things where it's frustrating, but it was also, like, talked about, right? It was a unique thing, but in front, like, damn it, I'm going to get that hole. I'm sure your members felt that way, but they probably welcomed the change.
There are plenty of other greens out here that you can do that with.
Yeah, very good point. That's a good point.
Yeah, so to be honest, I'm just really excited. I got tired of seeing people throwing their clubs up by the green. So
yeah, pace of play issue too. Hey, everybody will play faster now. Yeah, instead of 3 and 4 putting that hole. Yeah, you move on and make again.
Yeah. So you mentioned there's plenty of other greens here. You know, one of the things I remember, it's there's undulation changes here. There's different levels of this golf course, but I do remember it wasn't just that green. The greens here are, I'll say, unique.
They are. Yeah. They're one of the reasons that people come back here all the time. I mean, we have people that drive here from Lancaster. You know, it's a haul for them, but I'll tell you what, they love it out here. And
well, it's fun to putt here. Yeah. It's super fun. If you like putting, I really enjoy putting. This is a great place to hit putts because it's a challenge and they're unique and it fools you. It's deceptive because of the hills and everything else. Sometimes you feel like your eyes will tell you you're putting downhill, but in reality, you're putting uphill. So you have to be a good green reader, and it does make it fun.
Absolutely.
If I recall correctly, some risk-reward holes, too, which every golf course should have.
I absolutely love our fourth hole. Our fourth hole is a drivable par 4 over water with streams that kind of intersect the fairway.
That's what I was thinking
absolutely
of.
Absolutely gorgeous golf hole, especially in the fall when the leaves start changing.
Yeah, that's like in a lower portion, right? Yeah, yeah, that is a pretty golf hole, yep. That hole, I'd put up that hole up against any place in Western New York. It's one of the prettiest holes and fun holes to play here. I do know there's some opportunities. All right, so you mentioned that a member play here this morning. You do have some membership opportunities. Why don't you tell folks what they could take advantage of right now?
Yeah, so we just, as of today, are rolling out the $500 special. So basically $500 applies to next year's dues, and you get to play the rest of this year with your cart included. If you're interested in more information, we can basically be reached on the phone, 716-965-2053, extension number 2, or email at info@tricountycountryclub.com. Basically, it's 30% off your first year dues as well, along with the $500 deal.
Sounds like a deal.
That's a fantastic deal.
Yeah. You've got all August, September, October.
Essentially, you're getting 3 months of golf.
Sure.
With cart included. And the $500 is applied to next year.
That's correct. And, you know, it's an aggressive offer. We're you know, we still are accepting members. There's no wait list right now, no initiation. So if you're looking for a challenging, fun place to play golf, we're welcome to have you.
And it's a good operation. That's the other thing. Yeah. I mean, it's a professional. You got PGA professionals. You got a great superintendent. You got nice. Everything's
well,
it's a great place to come.
Yeah, I was going to say the other thing. We're sitting here in the grill room, and these high top tables are awesome. It's a great setting. This patio out here is probably a hard table to get, you know, after a round or even reservation. But that's a cool spot to hang out, it seems.
Yeah, it overlooks the 18th green and the 10th tee, so you get a
get to heckle.
Basically, yeah. It depends on the event how bad it gets, but absolutely, it's a great spot.
You know, in this grill room bar area, tell me about like behind you. We've got the den bag, golf bags, but they're as a club champion. What is that behind
they
us?
They are actually something that we created about 10 years ago. It was basically they used to do a tree for the member winners. They get to pick the tree. And
can I tell a story about that later?
Absolutely.
Yes.
for a variety of reasons, that program kind of went away. And what we did was we created these den caddies for our member winners as a way of displaying who won the event.
That's a great idea.
And to that tree story, when I was a pro here in 2000, right around there, a member had won the event, the hanger, maybe, and he got to plant a tree anywhere on the golf course. He put it about 30 feet in front of the 12 tee and thought that was funny. It got cut down quickly, but or moved. But
hence the reason why they do the den caddies.
They do the den caddies now, and it looks cooler this way.
Oh, yeah. It looks great. I mean, what an honor to have your name up there on the display. It's one of the first things I noticed when I walked in here, and that's a very cool idea. Also a cool idea, but I haven't seen this in any other place in the bar area. I've seen it in a locker room, the charger. You see that over there, Jeff, right there on that little bureau desk?
A phone charger station?
Yeah, the charging station. Brilliant up here. Like, you don't want to leave your phone in the locker room. Boom,
yeah,
right there.
It's the little things that make it nice.
It is the little things, and that is absolutely brilliant out there. So, you know, that along with, you know, the golf course, which is, again, a fun golf course to play, challenging with the greens. Great opportunity coming up here, Dan. So why don't you give us the number again, website, and, you know, they can always, sure, I'm stopping and ask to see Dan Reddick here, the PGA professional. But go ahead again and give people information to take advantage of this great opportunity.
Yeah, the number here is 716-965-2053, extension number 2. Website is tricountycountryclub.com, and email is info@tricountycountryclub.com.
I should mention, can people book a tee time just for a public player? There are times that they can come and play? Because maybe someone wants to, you know, hey, I want to come and play, check
it out.
Well,
it's worth the ride to check it out, first of all.
Yeah, we do have public times available. There's some membership priority times that we have that we basically reserve for members. But public can play. The only day that's kind of questionable in season is Wednesdays, but for the most part, once we get into September, that subsides a little bit. So
sure, probably league, right? League. Wednesday
exactly.
League.
Yep.
Busy day.
Yep.
Which, by the way, you want to be in the league anyway, so that's another reason to become a
member.
Makes
you play, and then you have so much fun playing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
League night's the best night. So, Dan, thank you so much.
No,
I know it's a busy
guys.
Morning for you, so we appreciate you stopping by. Again, Dan Reddick from Tri-County Country Club here. It is a fun course to play, and what a great setting out here, too. Worth the drive, for sure. Even if you just want to play somewhere different for a round of golf, you can do that. But I'm sure if you're in the area, you're like, you know what? I could see myself playing there a lot.
Yeah, I drove out. You know, it was dawn when we're getting here, and it's just a beautiful ride. So
yeah.
It's worth the trip either way.
All right, we're going to take a short time out here on TD Green. We'll come back, and we're going to check the PGA Tour leaderboard and then talk about things that are happening in the world of professional golf. That's coming up next right here on TD Green on WGR 550.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. and the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Time for a check of the PGA Tour leaderboard. Brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft. This ball is different. And also by Puma Golf Shoes.
All right, back on TD Green. We are live from Tri-County Country Club. And what a beautiful morning for golf out here. And the members are excited to play. Again, Dan Redding, who joined us, the PGA professional and general manager here, had that great offer for you, $500 for the rest of this year, but it gets put towards next year. So essentially you're playing the rest of this year for free with cart.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
Pretty much, that's a fantastic deal out here. All right, want to mention Wyndham Championship. All right, this is the final regular season PGA Tour event. It's at Sedfield Country Club in Greensboro, North Carolina. Final chance for some players to get inside the top 125 to make the playoffs. Leaderboard right now, you've got three players share an elite at 9 under par. Brandon Wu, Tom Kim.
You were telling me about this.
I'll tell you about Tom Kim in a little bit more. Ryan Moore at 9 under.
There's a name from the past.
He needs to win this week to get in. Russell Henley and John Ha are 8 under par, along with Sung Jae Im at 8 under par. And then, you know, plenty of players trying to get their way in there. Zach Johnson's got a nice showing. He is 5 under par. That's another guy who needs to work up there. So that is the PGA Tour leaderboard. And that's we'll move over to the PGA Tour champions, and they are playing the Shaw Charity Classic. That is in Canada right now, and Patrick Harrington is your leader at 6 under par, and he is a one-shot lead over Kirk Triplett. Paul Goidos, by the way, is 2 back, along with Robert Carlson at 4.
And that's brought to you by the Champions Tour Report, is brought to you by Donald Ross Clothing, the world's finest golf attire.
Let me tell you, I was wearing their, well, I wear their shirts pretty much all the time. Unbelievable.
So do I. Yes.
Matter of fact, you see,
I got that one on last Saturday.
The skull one. Yeah, the new skull one. Yep. Everybody loves a skull one in like every color. But anyhow, they're great in the humidity. Like, it was just phenomenal yesterday. Anyway, so we thank our friends at Donald Ross Clothing. They just came out, by the way, with some 150-year anniversary Donald Ross. I got some unique items you can check out online. All right, there's a major on the LPGA Tour, Jeff.
Yeah, the AIG Women's Open. It's at Muirfield this week. So that's they get to play, you know, the classic golf courses. It's been fun to watch.
I was just near there. So the Renaissance Club, where they play the Scottish, is like behind the 10th tee is Muirfield.
Oh. Sweet.
Look at unbelievable part of Scotland.
Yeah, so now you have, I've never been over there. And in first place is In Gee Chun at -8. followed at tied for second, Madeline Sagstrom and Ashley Buhai at 7-under. And at 6-under is NB Park. And a great play, great chance to see the women play one of those classic golf courses.
If you go over there and you go to that part of the country, Scotland, I mean, because there's you know different sections of it. And the Renaissance Club in Muirfield right there. But go to Ducks Inn for dinner.
Ducks Inn?
Ducks Inn. Run by Malcolm Ducks, former Special Forces member of the British British military.
All right.
And the place is phenomenal. Get a tenant's draft along with the fish and chips. You'll be thanking me.
All right. I'll have to, when next time I go, I'll call you and get that, remind myself of that one.
So Tom Kim, all right. So this is he's tied for the lead at the Wyndham Championship. He took, he played on the Korean Tour and won. First time he won was 17 years old, and he performed well in the U.S. Open, got into the U.S. Open, and had enough points where it was, okay, you can take special temporary membership on the PGA Tour, so it was granted to him.
And, through the rules, yep.
Through the rules, and they gave him the points that he'd earned as a non-member, so he had like 300 FedEx Cup points. He needed to get within the top 125 in three events to get his card for next year, you know, like anybody else. And he did it in the second event. He shot 8-under on Sunday last week in Detroit to do it. He had an unbelievable round of golf. He was chasing the course record. Matter of fact, he might have shot 9-under to tie the course record. He did. That is correct. He shot 9-under, ties the course record, and gets his PGA Tour card. And my colleague Mark Sacchino, who also hosts Golf Talk Canada, and he interviewed him after, and kid speaks great English, and said, you know, I've always dreamed of being on the PGA Tour since I was a kid. And we're like, that's not that long ago.
You said he's 19 or 20?
He's 19, might have just turned 20, and his swing is so good. So if you're watching the Wyndham Championship this weekend, watch Tom Kim. It's Ju Young is his you know, given name, but he prefers to go by Tom because he's a big fan of Thomas the Tank.
Okay.
He's a train. So he goes by Tom.
All right.
And he prefers to be go by Tom. Like, okay.
So, is that what's on the leaderboard? Will it say Tom Kim?
No, heard of him. It'll say J. Kim.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You know, and you wonder, why aren't they calling him Ju Young? But he wants to be called Tom.
All right.
So
kind of like everybody calls Tiger Tiger instead of Eldrick.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, I was like, why didn't he go by Tank?
Like, it's a tougher nickname.
It's kind of fitting. But anyhow, he's but his swing, I just love his swing. It just looks so simple and technically sound. And
that's impressive to jump on tour. I mean, to go up at that level of competition.
Yeah.
But having said that, you're playing the golf course, right? So you're not really playing the other competitors, but, well, you are. But at that age, to jump into the mainstream of the PGA Tour and perform like that is outstanding.
Yeah. He's a guy to watch. I mean, like, everybody talks about Sungjae Im's ball striking, and for good reason. Sungjae is incredible. Same deal here with Tom Kim. Tony Finau. I want to talk about Tony Finau because I covered him all four rounds last week for PGA Tour Radio in Detroit, and I rarely have seen a professional golfer in complete comfort of where he was at.
Like just every shot, right?
It was incredible. He just looked like, I've got this.
Now you're around these guys all the time in the final groups, and you how they comport themselves. Do you know? I mean, is that like is that what you're talking about? Like you see, like not just the shot making, but how he is between the shots
just,
and how relaxed
just how,
he is.
I mean, you know, he just didn't. You know, now granted, yes, he's hitting the ball great, so of course he's not going to look stressed. But I'm talking before he got into the lead. I'm like, this guy. He just came off of winning the 3M Open, and he just was, you know. That little three-quarter swing, that little short swing Tony Finau has.
And that blasts it, yes.
Yeah, and he crushes it, and he just looked like he was playing angles, you know, back right. He hit it over the left side of the fairway. He did it all day. I'm like, that's a guy who's in control of his golf ball. If he's placing it in the fairway off the tee to get the proper angle, and that's why he's shooting the lights out over the week. Now, on the Saturday, he and Taylor Pendrith were in the final. They played Saturday and Sunday final groups. They were both well in the lead. And the Saturday was incredible. It was a shootout between the two players. They were both on fire. It was just birdie, birdie,
It's fun to watch when they make all those birdies. I like seeing it.
So I had to remind myself on 17, like, this is only Saturday. Like, this felt like a Sunday, except to Tony Finau. Like, Pendrith, they could see the energy and all that stuff. Finau was just
a walk in the park.
Saved it for Sunday. You know, saved the emotion for Sunday. And, you know, he had one bad tee shot, and really it was just a wind issue. And he got up and down for this par, and as the first fist pump, and then he made a birdie in the next hole, and there's another one. And, like, he was building it and feeling it. That's a professional. That's experience about, you know, the crescendo it takes to win on the PGA Tour. He was playing great Saturday in the shootout, but he didn't get caught up in it. Taylor Pendrith, I thought, got caught up in it a little bit.
Yeah, and, well, Pendrith, who heard of him, right? You know, not many people had heard
of
him.
Well, Porter Cup winner. 2013, Cup winner, out of Canada.
So
we should know his name here in Western New York. But no, to your point, he'd been off for nearly 4 months because of an injury. Then he had COVID when he's supposed to come back. The kid hits the ball a mile. He needs to work on his chipping, his wedge game. Not good. Reminds me of DJ long ago when Dustin just hit the ball a mile and, you know, could make some. He hit it so well and so far, he just scored there. But his wedge game stunk. I'm going to be blunt. Like, on Sunday, final round, Taylor's wedge game stunk, and his chipping so bad on an uphill, he had like 15 feet to the green putted to a hole, and I'm like, what's he doing? Like, that, you got to chip
that. He had no confidence probably, right?
Yeah, and he blows it by and made a bogey, and I'm like, that's not confidence in the wedge, right?
He under pressure too, maybe those little delicate shots all of a sudden start to tingle in your hands a little more.
And this is where Tony Finau's comments after, I think, if I'm Taylor Pendrith, I hope Taylor paid attention to Tony Finau when he said, you know what, you know, a loser is just somebody who didn't give up. You know, or, you know, like a winner's a loser who didn't give up. Like, you know.
Well, Tony had that mantra for a while that he wouldn't win. He was the best player without a win.
Yeah.
All the different things that they said about him, and he's.
Yeah,
now the door is cracked open and he's bursting through it.
It is so difficult to win on the PGA Tour because of all the talented guys around you, guys that can go low. Let's look at Rory McIlroy at the Open, if you want to go back to that. Rory McIlroy's got the lead, and he goes out and does what you should do. Hit every green in regulation and loses. Now, you can argue on his putter, right, which is fair. He two-putted every 36 putts. You know, let's not. You got to get that down to 30, yeah. Right? 31. You know, hard to believe he didn't have one green where one putt. But he also lost to one of the greatest back nine performances in major history, right? To Cam Smith. But that's why it's so hard to win on the PGA Tour. You're the leader. You got all this pressure. You're just doing everything right. You did what Tiger Woods said you should do. Go hit fairways and greens. That's it.
Well, sometimes your best just isn't good enough that day, and that's golf. Unfortunately, it's not like football or other sports. I feel like that. If you have your best and you're the better, you're going to win. Not necessarily in golf, because you can't control what other people are doing. And sometimes there's weather, there's good bounces, bad bounces. Rory hit every green. He had a bunch of putts he could make, but he didn't have a close proximity. It was a solid ball strike
right.
Day.
Yes.
But, you know, he needed to stuff one. I mean.
All right, but so it's a solid ball striking day, but he went in and hit every green probably thinking he didn't need to press it, right?
Well, I think your first goal is to hit the green, right? Because birdie, you want to give yourself as many opportunities to make birdie as you can. And he made birdies, right? Couple par fives, hit two and stuff like that. So he had some birdies, but you can, I think you're just, I don't know how to explain it. You just go out there and you play good and you play solid and the putts don't drop and the guy next to you
and
just lights it up.
I only bring it up because, you know, everybody looked at the failures of Tony Finau and like, okay, now's his time. And I just kind of look at it like, there's so many good players around him. It's so hard to do. You have to be at the top of your game.
Oh, look at the names on the tour. Like, who, if they're on top of their game, is going to get beat when they're going full guns? Rory's tough to beat. Finau's tough to beat. Justin Thomas is tough to beat.
John Rahm.
Xander Schauffele. Yeah. I mean, we can name 20 guys.
And then you look at Will Zalatoris and Cameron Young.
Ugh.
Cameron Young finished runner-up last week again. The guy's unbelievable. and he hasn't won yet. And I think he's in the top 10 in FedEx Cup standings. He hasn't won a tournament. Same with Zalatoris, the both of them. These two guys, they're great young players. And so people might like, well, these guys can't win. Like, what are you talking about? They're doing exactly what you've got to learn to win on the PGA Tour and how to do it. And they've been right there.
There's 144 of the best players in the world trying to win that tournament this week. And everything's got to go your way to win. Not just play great, but you got to have some luck and a little.
And Will Zalatoris has been two edges from winning.
Oh, majors.
Right. Yes. Like, is that a failure? Absolutely not.
And then what's the narrative then? If he gets those two edges, he's one of the best players in the world.
Yeah.
Right? He handles it in the majors.
He already is one of the best players in the world, in my opinion. By the way, the best players in the world, you know, yes, disclosure, I work for PGA Tour Radio and PGA Tour Live.
Right.
But the best players in the world play on the PGA Tour.
Right.
And
no disagreement from me.
Right. And if you want an example why that's true, look who won that thing in New Jersey last week.
Yes.
Someone who couldn't compete on the PGA Tour all of a sudden wins that event. That says everything to me, but they're right there.
And if he's playing there and instead I get to watch Cam Young, I'm watching Cam Young.
But I'm just saying, like, what does it say about your event when, you know, this is not about Henrik Stenson's personality whatsoever. I'm just talking about performance. All right. He couldn't come close to winning.
No, not on the PGA Tour.
And he wins that thing. By the way, great job on the trophy, fellas. It looked like the towers when they're falling. Like, how tacky is that? That was horrible.
See, I think that it's just a glorified pro-am member event. Yeah. That's what I think it is.
That was just awful. All right. We're going to take a break. We come back. We're going to check in with Brian Koziol. All right. We're going to talk about the Duster Challenge. We're going to pump him up for today's club championship at Pendleton Creek.
Not too pumped up. You got to keep that even keel like Tony Finau.
Okay.
Yeah, well, just stroll out there.
We'll give him that advice too. All right. We are again live here at Tri-County Country Club. It is beautiful out here. It's just about a 40-minute ride from downtown Buffalo.
Yep.
Get off the Silver Creek exit and make your way out here. It's just a fantastic piece of property and golf course. Again, they got a great deal going on here. Rest of the year, you can become a member. $500 gets you the rest of this season with CART, and then it's applied to next year. So basically, you're playing the rest of this year free. We'll be more with Tita Green. Brian Koziol coming up next here on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up. Listen up, golfers. It's time for our tip of the week, brought to you by the Western New York PGA. The Western New York PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond.
And we're live again from Tri-County Country Club. Kevin Sylvester, Jeff Metis, our PGA professional here. Brian Koziol, we gave him most of the morning off, but we're bringing him on now because he's got an important event today, and that's going to be part of our tip of the week here on TD Green. Koz, you with us?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm jealous that I'm out of Tri-County. It's a really, really cool place.
Yeah, we're sitting right by the window. The sun just came up over the hills. It's very nice, Brian. You're missing out, but
for good reason. You've got a big day today. You've got the club championship round one, correct? Pendleton Creek.
Yep, it's round one of round two. No, you guys nicely offered, so I didn't have to race back. So my tee time's a little after 9 o'clock. So yep, I got a round in with Jeff on Thursday. So he's giving me good tips, so I'm hoping he can give me another one here to get me ready for my club championship today. I'll be listening. But, it's club championship time. I know you're playing in an invitational, so I know a lot of people are playing in their kind of season culmination events here, and I think I'm ready to go today. I feel good about where I'm at.
You should, and confidence is a huge part of playing golf, and, you know, you played superbly when we played Thursday, and you know, we're talking about trying to prepare for club championships and prepare for events today. If you can find something confident and play to a strength in your game, and the other thing I tell people is do things you don't normally do. Like if you always go to the golf course a half hour before your round, hit a few balls and go, do that. Don't get there an hour and a half before and hit 800 balls and chip and putt and try to work on your game or your swing. That should have been done before. You're just going to warm up today. And Brian, you go out there today, I would tell you just, you know, one shot, you played beautifully. And if you have a bad swing, you just rely on that confidence, right? Hey, I've been playing great. And try to find something to give you some confidence when you're out there playing and just focus on the positives. It's real easy if you start off with a double or something to get negative. It's if you're confident, you're like, well, I still got 17 holes to make some birdies and get back to where I need to be. So I think that's a huge part of playing in tournament golf is just going through your routine and trying to find something and trying to find confidence and playing with confidence. Make a conservative target, cocky swing is the old saying.
Yeah, I think that bit of advice, we talked about that earlier in the year. I think that's good for everybody, regardless of, you know, what event or what they're playing in, that confident, aggressive swing to that more conservative target. I feel like I've been really trying to use that mentality this year, and I think it helps quite a bit. I think when you get hesitant on the shot, and I even know because I can know when I feel it when I do it. When you get hesitant on a shot, usually to me, the accuracy goes away right with it too. Even though you're trying to maybe, quote, be safe with it, Jeff, I think that's something that, you know, you can get in a little bit more trouble with when you take that swing that maybe you're hesitant with. You end up actually making it worse in the end, even though you think maybe you're helping it.
Yeah, let it rip.
I asked Jeff a question before the show, Brian. You know, and this goes with the Invitational I'm playing in this week, where the first day is stroke play, net best ball for positioning, and I'm terrible at it.
Well, but, not all. Well, see, that's a terrible. Bad attitude. Hey, you
well,
gotta find
all
confidence.
Right, yeah, all right. Yeah. Like I
negative self talk is bad.
Okay. Well, I'm not as successful at it as I believe as I know I should be, but you get me match play. I've been successful at it. Knock on wood. And I'm just thinking back to Thursday. I took a lot of aggressive swings at aggressive targets, and which is not the way to do it. Whereas in match play, I took more aggressive swings at conservative targets. But I also, and this goes to what you're talking about with Brian, I walked a lot yesterday. Well, A, because I ate too damn much the night before. But B, I know it's just to keep me calmer.
Yep.
Like, I'm amped up in match play. Like, man, I want to tear your face off. I am, you know, it's a social, I'm whatever, I'm competitive. And I know if I walk, that helps me
stay calmer.
So would you advise Brian to walk today instead of taking the cart?
Yeah, whatever Brian normally does is what I would advise Brian to do. Brian's pretty even keel.
So he's going to drink a 12-pack and drive.
Yeah, that'll be good. Yeah. Yeah, if he has two beers, I'm like, just, whoa.
Michelob Ultra, Brian.
Yeah.
No, Brian, do you usually walk when you play there, or do you ride?
I would say it's kind of a half and half thing, but I'm okay with either. I think even if I end up in a car, I usually will try to walk in between shots, like you said. I think that's sometimes gets you in that more relaxed state. I think the cart, sometimes you're sprinting up there, getting right out. I think that walk in between shots, even if my clubs are in the cart or something like that, I think that definitely helps you out. So I would agree with that.
It helps with pace of play too. Oops, sorry.
Yeah.
It helps with pace of play too, because if it might be a slower round because people are grinding, which is usually what happens in club championships, people play way slower than they normally do, and then they wonder why they don't play as well. But if you walk and you don't have to wait over your ball as long, sometimes that can help too.
Yeah.
I think too that, as you said, today, Kev, right? There's good, you know, in club championships, there's guys that are putting 3-footers that maybe haven't putted all year. Like, you've got, yeah. Right? Like, that's something Jeff talked about, the rounds last a little longer, but it's true. And I know over the last few weeks, I've been really conscious of, like, even not scooping it up. Like, you know, you're playing with guys and they toss it back to you. And I'm saying, hey, you know what? Let me put that out. I said, I know I got to do it for real. And just to kind of get, as Jeff went back to saying, the confidence thing, just to make sure that those are putts that you just make. And I know there'll be people today that'll be standing over it for 30 seconds, and you know, we all know how that's gonna go.
Yeah, like you had that, your second eagle putt in a row when we were playing Thursday, and it was from 3 feet, and we were gonna give it to you, hey, but you went in and made the putt. Yeah. Didn't you? So you see those putts go in.
Yeah, I think for an Eagle, so rarely to putt for Eagle. I'm like, let me do it. I didn't want to.
Yeah, you can't take a putt for Eagle. No. You can't take
it. It was gimme. Close enough. Yeah, we could have given it to him.
Yeah,
just stuffed it in there. I was there.
Yeah, you got to. So how have you performed in past years, Bri?
I would say usually I'm in the middle of the pack. So I'm in the double A flight. So the handicaps are seven and under. So my handicap's on the higher end of that. So like right now it's at a six.
Yeah.
So I'm playing with guys that are ones and twos and threes. So honestly, I usually go in feeling pretty loose about this because I feel like I'm on the back end of a good, really strong flight. But I think I'm playing better than I have in a few years. I think this is the best I've been playing in a few years. So feeling going in today, like, hey, you know what? I can shoot the same scores that these guys that have a lower handicap than me. I can, you know, have a chance to win here today. So I'm going in feeling as good as I feel like I have in years.
And if you just focus on the process and don't have expectations, it'll play itself out the way it should.
All right. Well, good luck today, Brian, with that. And I'm sure you're going to play well. Duster Challenge. Why don't you give everybody an update on the Duster Challenge, which is next Friday evening.
That's right. Yeah, we're less than a week away. Next Friday night, 6 o'clock at Glen Oak. I know we've been talking about it on the show the last few weeks. It is a really, really fun night on the large putting green surface at Glen Oak, right by the driving range there. We set up an 18-hole putting course. Superintendent Dan Googie does a great job setting it up. And you go there and you go around and putt and you try to obviously shoot the best score you can putting. While that's going on, we'll have another group having dinner and we'll have raffles and a 50-50 as we try to fundraise for the PGA Reach Foundation that you mentioned before. And then it flips after the first group putts after about 45 minutes, then the other half are going to putt and the other half then after that putted early, then they get a chance to have their dinner and drinks and hang out and listen to the music. And then we're going to give away all of our prizes and raffles and then hopefully find out how much, hopefully raise a good amount of money for the Reach Foundation. And then after that, the top 16 players will have mini 9-hole match play matches to eventually crown our champion as the Western New York's best putter. And they get the Pacer putter. And Kevin, I know you got it there right in front of you there. It's a really, really cool trophy that we give away to Western New York's best putter at the end of the night.
I think it's the best trophy in Western New York.
I'm going to agree. I've seen a lot of trophies. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a unique, cool trophy.
You're going to bring this to your office, you know, it's going to maybe hang in your den, your man cave and people are like, that thing's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm jealous. We can't win it.
That's right. Yeah. I can't because we're part of the crew.
Yes. It's a great event. Great, great night. People can stop out even if they're not participating, take part in our raffles. Right.
Good luck beating Charlie Fisher, though.
Is he back?
I've had a couple. Like, you know what? As of this moment, he's not. So we may have a new champion this year.
Oh,
okay.
You know? No, I've had a couple of people say, hey, if I come and putt, can my spouse come with me and have dinner? Or can they just come? Or, you know, if I want to come as a family, can, you know, could some of us putt and some of us watch? And we said, yes, we're going to have dinner tickets available as well. You know, obviously, come and help support the cause in any way we can. So we'll have that going on as well. But Kevin, I just counted before the show this morning. We are at 66 entries and we sell out at 72. So we only have 6 spots left. So it is, I just tweeted out the link. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at T2GBuffalo. The link is there. So literally we could be sold out today. So if you want to get in, you can't wait much longer here. We only have single digit spots left. The link is on our T to Green Twitter handle page right now at T2GBuffalo. It's also pinned at the top of my Twitter page if you follow me already at Brian WGR. You can also go to the Western New York PGA website, WNYPGA.com, click on the tournaments tabs and it'll be right there as well. But it's only a $35 donation. And Jeff, could you speak upon where that money is going for the Reach Foundation?
Well, there's multiple pillars there. Inclusion, diversity. We do work for the veterans and we do work for juniors. So a lot of that is going to help the veterans, helping our Patriots Everywhere programs. So it is for the greater good, as most everything that people do in golf is for. So go have a really good time. A small donation helps a lot of people.
All right, great. I just tweeted out only six spots left, so hopefully those get snapped up here this morning to come out and support a great time next Friday at Glen Oak. What time does it start again, Bri?
6 o'clock, registration at 5, but if you want to come and maybe get in a few putts in front of it, you can. And we'll have the music going and the registration going and the food and beverages going a little after 5 next Friday night at Glen Oak.
Same course as last year?
This is to be discussed in the committee.
Okay. Meeting, all right.
This is not for public information.
Okay.
This is a competition.
Okay. All right. Very good. Very good point.
We're going to use there's some changes possible.
All right. By the way, thanks to the staff at the Western New York PGA for all that they're doing to make this event and run this event next week. So we thank them for everything that they're doing to make this thing happen.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun night. Yep. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Hey, Brian, go out there and go shoot low, okay?
Thank you. Hey, before I go, one note. We do this at the end of every month. Got to announce our Tee to Green Fantasy Golf Prize winners for the month of July.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, golfers. It's time for our tip of the week, brought to you by the Western New York PGA. The Western New York PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond.
And we're live again from Tri-County Country Club. Kevin Sylvester, Jeff Metis, our PGA professional here. Brian Colziel, we gave him most of the morning off, but we're bringing him on now because he's got an important event today, and that's going to be part of our tip of the week here on TD Green. Coz, you with us?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm jealous that I'm out of Tri-County. It's a really, really cool place.
Yeah, we're sitting right by the window. The sun just came up over the hills. It's very nice, Brian. You're missing out, but
for good reason. You've got a big day today. You've got the club championship round one, correct? Pendleton Creek.
Yep, it's round one of round two. No, you guys nicely offered, so I didn't have to race back. So my tee time's a little after 9 o'clock. So yep, I got a round in with Jeff on Thursday. So he's giving me good tips, so I'm hoping he can give me another one here to get me ready for my club championship today. I'll be listening But it's club championship time. I know you're playing in an invitational, so I know a lot of people are playing in their kind of season culmination events here, and I think I'm ready to go today. I feel good about where I'm at.
You should, and confidence is a huge part of playing golf. And you played superbly when we played Thursday, and we're talking about trying to prepare for club championships and prepare for events today. If you can find something confident and play to a strength in your game, and the other thing I tell people is don't do things you don't normally do. Like if you always go to the golf course a half hour before your round, hit a few balls and go, do that. Don't get there an hour and a half before and hit 800 balls and chip and putt and try to work on your game or your swing. That should have been done before. You're just going to warm up today. And Brian, you go out there today, I would tell you just, one shot, you played beautifully. And if you have a bad swing, you just rely on that confidence, right? Hey, I've been playing great. And try to find something to give you some confidence when you're out there playing and just focus on the positives. It's real easy if you start off with a double or something to get negative. If you're confident, you're like, well, I still got 17 holes to make some birdies and get back to where I need to be. So I think that's a huge part of playing in tournament golf is just going through your routine and trying to find something and trying to find confidence and playing with confidence. Make a conservative target, cocky swing is the old saying.
Yeah, I think that bit of advice, we talked about that earlier in the year. I think that's good for everybody, regardless of, what event or what they're playing in, that confident, aggressive swing to that more conservative target. I feel like I've been really trying to use that mentality this year, and I think it helps quite a bit. I think when you get hesitant on the shot, and I even know because I can know when I feel it when I do it. When you get hesitant on a shot, usually to me, the accuracy goes away right with it too. Even though you're trying to maybe, quote, be safe with it, Jeff, I think that's something that, you can get in a little bit more trouble with when you take that swing that maybe you're hesitant with. You end up actually making it worse in the end, even though you think maybe you're helping it.
Yeah, let it rip.
I asked Jeff a question before the show, Brian. And this goes with the invitational I'm playing in this week, where the first day is stroke play, net best ball for positioning, and I'm terrible at it.
Well, but, not all. Well, see, that's a terrible bad attitude. Hey, you
well,
gotta find
all
confidence.
Right, yeah, all right. Yeah. Like I
negative self talk is bad.
Okay. Well, I'm not as successful at it as I believe as I know I should be, but you get me match play. I've been successful at it. Knock on wood. And I was just thinking back to Thursday. I took a lot of aggressive swings at aggressive targets, which is not the way to do it. Whereas in match play, I took more aggressive swings at conservative targets. But I also, and this goes to what you're talking about with Brian, I walked a lot yesterday. A, because I ate too damn much the night before. But B, I know it's just to keep me calmer.
Yep.
Like I'm amped up in match play. Like, man, I want to tear your face off. I am, it's a social. I'm whatever. I'm competitive, and I know if I walk, that helps me
keep
stay
calm.
Calmer. So, would you advise Brian to walk today instead of taking the cart?
Yeah, whatever Brian normally does is what I would advise Brian to do. Brian's pretty even keel.
So he's going to drink a 12 pack and drive.
Yeah, that'll be good. Yeah. Yeah. If he has two beers, I'm like, just, whoa.
Make a little vulture, Brian.
Yeah.
No, Brian, do you usually walk when you play there, or do you ride?
I would say it's kind of a half and half thing, but I'm okay with either. I think even if I end up in a car, I usually will try to walk in between shots, like you said. I think that's sometimes gets you in that more relaxed state. I think the cart, sometimes you're sprinting up there, getting right out. I think that walk in between shots, even if my clubs are in the cart or something like that, I think that definitely helps you out. So I would agree with that.
It helps with pace of play too. Oops, sorry.
Yeah.
It helps with pace of play too, because if it might be a slower round because people are grinding, which is usually what happens in club championships, people play way slower than they normally do, and then they wonder why they don't play as well. But if you walk and you don't have to wait over your ball as long, sometimes that can help too.
Yeah.
I think too that, as you said, today, Kev, right? There's good, in club championships, there's guys that are putting three footers that maybe haven't putted all year. Like you've got, yeah. Right. Like that's something Jeff talked about, the rounds last a little longer, but it's true. And I know over the last few weeks, I've been really conscious of like even not scooping it up, like, you know, you're playing with guys and they toss it back to you. And I'm saying, hey, you know what, let me put that out. I said, I know I got to do it for real. And just to kind of get, as Jeff went back to saying, the confidence thing, just to make sure that those are putts that you just make. And I know there'll be people today that'll be standing over it for 30 seconds. And, you know, we all know how that's going to go.
Yeah, like you had that, your second eagle putt in a row when we were playing Thursday, and it was from 3 feet, and we were going to give it to you. Hey, but you went in and made the putt, yeah. Didn't you? So you see those putts go in.
Yeah. I think for an eagle, I so rarely to putt for eagle, I'm like, let me do it. I didn't want to.
Yeah, you can't take a putt for eagle. No. You can't take
it. It was gimme. Close enough. Yeah, we could have given it to him.
Yeah,
you stuffed it in there. I was there.
Yeah, you got to. So how have you performed in past years, Bry?
I would say usually I'm in the middle of the pack, so I'm in the double A flight. So the handicaps are seven and under. So my handicap's on the higher end of that. So like right now it's at a six.
Yeah.
So I'm playing with guys that are ones and twos and threes. So honestly, I usually go in feeling pretty loose about this because I feel like I'm on the back end of a good, really strong flight. But I think I'm playing better than I have in a few years. I think this is the best I've been playing in a few years. So feeling going in today, like, hey, you know what? I can shoot the same scores that these guys that have a lower handicap than me. I can, you know, have a chance to win here today. So I'm going in feeling as good as I feel like I have in years.
And if you just focus on the process and don't have expectations, it'll play itself out the way it should.
All right. Well, good luck today, Brian, with that. And I'm sure you're going to play well. Duster Challenge. Why don't you give everybody an update on the Duster Challenge, which is next Friday evening.
That's right. Yeah, we're less than a week away. Next Friday night, 6:00 at Glen Oak. I know we've been talking about it on the show the last few weeks. It is a really, really fun night on the large putting green surface at Glen Oak, right by the driving range there. We set up an 18-hole putting course. Superintendent Dan Googie does a great job setting it up. And you go there and you go around and putt, and you try to obviously shoot the best score you can putting. While that's going on, we'll have another group having dinner, and we'll have raffles and a 50-50 as we try to fundraise for the PGA Reach Foundation that you mentioned before. And then it flips after the first group putts after about 45 minutes, then the other half are going to putt, and the other half then after that putted early, then they get a chance to have their dinner and drinks and hang out and listen to the music. And then we're going to give away all of our prizes and raffles, and then hopefully find out how much, hopefully raise a good amount of money for the Reach Foundation. And then after that, the top 16 players will have mini 9-hole match play matches to eventually crown our champion as the Western New York's best putter. And they get the Pacer putter. And Kevin, I know you got it there right in front of you there. It's a really, really cool trophy that we give away to Western New York's best putter at the end of the night.
I think it's the best trophy in Western New York.
I'm going to agree. I've seen a lot of trophies. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a unique, cool trophy.
You're going to bring this to your office. You know, it's going to maybe hang in your den, your man cave, and people are like, that thing's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm jealous. We can't win it.
That's right. Yeah. I can't win because we're part of the crew.
Yes. It's a great event. Great night. People can stop out even if they're not participating, take part in our raffles. Right.
Good luck beating Charlie Fisher, though.
Is he back?
I've had a couple. You know what? As of this moment, he's not. So we may have a new champion this year.
Oh.
Okay.
You know? No, I've had a couple of people say, "Hey, if I come and putt, can my spouse come with me and have dinner, or can they just come? Or you know, if I want to come as a family, can some of us putt and some of us watch?" And we said, "Yes, we're going to have dinner tickets available as well. You know, obviously." Come and help support the cause in any way we can. So we'll have that going on as well. But Kevin, I just counted before the show this morning. We are at 66 entries and we sell out at 72. So we only have 6 spots left. So I just tweeted out the link. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at T2GBuffalo. The link is there. So literally we could be sold out today. So if you want to get in, you can't wait much longer here. We only have single digit spots left. The link is on our T to Green Twitter handle page right now at T to G Buffalo. It's also pinned at the top of my Twitter page, if you follow me already, at BrianWGR. You can also go to the Western New York PGA website, WNYPGA.com, click on the tournaments tabs, and it'll be right there as well. But it's only a $35 donation. And Jeff, could you speak upon where that money is going for the Reach Foundation?
Well, there's multiple pillars there. Inclusion, diversity. We do work for the veterans and we do work for juniors. So a lot of that is going to help the veterans, are helping our Patriots Everywhere programs. So it is for the greater good, as most everything that people do in golf is for. So go have a really good time. A small donation helps a lot of people.
All right, great. I just tweeted out only six spots left, so hopefully those get snapped up here this morning to come out and support a great time next Friday at Glen Oak. What time does it start again, Bri?
6 o'clock, registration at 5, but if you want to come and maybe get in a few putts in front of it, you can. We'll have the music going and the registration going and the food and beverages going a little after 5 next Friday night at Glen Oak.
Same course as last year?
This is to be discussed in the committee.
Okay, meeting, so all right.
This is not for public information.
Okay.
This is a competition.
Okay, all right, very good. Very good point.
We're going to use there's some changes possibly.
All right, by the way, thanks to the staff at the Western New York PGA for all that they're doing to make this event and run this event next week. So we thank them for everything that they're doing to make this thing happen.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun night. Yep. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Hey, Brian, go out there and go shoot low, okay?
Thank you. Hey, before I go, one note. We do this at the end of every month. Got to announce our Tee to Green Fantasy Golf Prize winners for the month of July.
By the way, I couldn't register my pick last week. And so I knew the season was over for me, so I said, screw it. I didn't even enter it this week. So I was very frustrated. All right. Anyhow, go ahead, Brian. Announce your winner.
Sounds angry, doesn't it?
I got to say, Jeff was representing our Tee to Green staff quite well. Jeff Blank, our Tee to Green staff. Alex Brown, our Tee to Green staff. We had a lot of names from our staff up there early, but we have all faded. But we do have some guys that are worthy of praise. Our two winners for the month of July, Ken Picciano finished first. Joe Williams finished second. So Ken, finishing first, gets the VIP stay-and-play package courtesy of our friends at Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel. He gets a free night in their brand-new hotel. He gets a restaurant gift certificate to have dinner. And he also gets free play money on the casino floor as well. So that's a really nice package for him.
That's live money.
And then Joe Williams in second, he gets golf for him and a guest at where we're going to be on Friday at Glen Oak Golf Course in Amherst. We know one of the best public golf courses in Western New York. So congratulations to our two winners. For everybody that's in our Tee to Green Fantasy League, we know August it resets. So one more chance to win here, our final month. So let's see who can step up here and win our final month worth of prizes.
That's too much stuff you gave away. By the way, I talked with somebody last week. I had to call somebody about something. All right, that's not important. But he said, hey, I love that Jeff Blank. He's made me money this year.
Oh.
So
I believe it.
Follow Jeff Blank on Twitter and on Instagram from TD Green. And he's done very well for at least this gentleman was very happy with Blank.
It's math and science based. That's all I know. Yes.
Yeah. So that there, just if you're inclined to do that, you know, responsibly follow Blank because he fills in the blanks for you.
He does a value chart on Tuesdays. Then he does his preview video and picks on Wednesdays. And then he even tweets out and puts out on Instagram his daily picks as well. So, Jeff's been a great addition to our staff this year. So make sure you follow Jeff Blank on Twitter and Instagram. He'll be giving you good betting advice if that's something that you're into for the PGA Tour event each week.
Okay. All right. Hey, Coz, good luck. I think we got to go, too. I think we've exhausted our time here.
I think we have. Well, good luck to Brian today. I hope he plays as well as he did.
As well.
Thank you. I want you to tweet out shot by shot, will you? I'm kidding.
There are guys who will.
Your name's not Nate Geary. All right, anyhow. We love you, Nate. All right.
That was funny.
All right, that's going to do it here. We want to thank Dan Rettig and his staff here at Tri-County for having us out here. Again, they've got a great offer for you for the rest of this year. And there's a lot of golf left. People are like, oh, it's only August. No, telling you, what this place must look.
It's amazing.
Amazing, amazing. In September,
fall,
October,
fall
right?
Out here are unbelievable.
Got to be incredible.
Yep.
So Tri-County, you can check it out. That offer, they have $500 get you the rest of this year, but then they take that $500 and put it towards next year's dues to be a member. So, and it includes cart, so that's a fantastic opportunity to play a great place over and over again here as a member. And they've got a great membership out here, great grill room and bar that we have been in here, and just an awesome setting here in Western New York. We wish Brian the best of luck. Again, snap up those last few spots on the Duster Challenge. Again, we had six as of a moment ago. Maybe they're gone. Who knows? Make sure you check it out. The link's on Twitter. I retweeted it, Brian, if you follow Brian, and also on our TD Green Twitter handle. Jeff, great to see you again, my friend.
Good to see you, and good luck today to
yourself.
Thank you. Yeah, hopefully you're playing again tomorrow.
18-hole match. If I win today, I get to play tomorrow. So I'll be walking.
How many meals at Wanaka this week?
God, we don't have time for me to count. All right. Thanks to Zach back in the studio. We're back next week right here on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.